You're listening to Unhooked. On today's episode, tips for a powerful morning routine. Covering the book, The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, I'm going to be exploring a few different ingredients of a powerful morning routine that you can start to implement in your life. I'll also be covering how I approach morning routines and what I do in my personal practice. So, stay tuned. Hi, I'm Jeremy Lipkowitz, and with over 12 years of meditation experience as a mindfulness trainer and coach for high performers, I've become obsessed with helping people break free from compulsive, unhealthy behaviors and addictions and step into a life of true freedom so that they can finally become their best selves and cultivate deeper and lasting fulfillment. I've created Unhooked, the Breaking Porn Addiction Podcast, to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to master your mind and optimize your life. This is Unhooked. So hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Unhooked. As we head towards the new year, I wanted to do a podcast on morning routines. Morning routines are something that are so important for recovery, you know, so important for changing your habits, cultivating healthy new ones, letting go of unhealthy habits. Because if there's one new habit you can develop and implement that gets you the most bang for your buck, it would be a morning routine. And in fact, a morning routine is something where you can jam-pack a lot of the healthy habits that you want to start cultivating all into one session. So a few reasons why morning routines are so powerful. One is that it sets the tone for the day. You know, it sets the tone, not just for the day, but for the week, not just for the week, but for the month and for the rest of your life, really. If you can win the morning, you can win the day. So you get that quick win in the morning. You get that feeling of accomplishment, that feeling of doing the right thing, and that will carry over into the rest of the things that you do during the day. You know, if you prove to yourself that you can do hard things, you prove to yourself that you are a man of your word, that you have discipline, that you have commitment, it's going to be much easier to follow through on the rest of your commitments. Also, by committing to a morning routine, you also start taking your bedtime more seriously. If you know that you have to wake up and you want to, you know, make the best use of your morning, then you start thinking about how getting to sleep late actually starts impacting that. And you start prioritizing your sleep. You know, instead of staying up late, just mindlessly scrolling, you might say, hey, let me put this down because I know I want to get up early and get a crack on my morning routine. So that's another benefit of having a morning routine. Another kind of benefit of morning routines is that it's a great time to what you might call eat your vegetables. You know, eat your vegetables and doing the things that are good for you, that you know are good for you, but it might be harder to do later in the day or when you have less willpower. I see this all the time with meditation. People who put meditation in the morning are much more likely to stick with it and be consistent with it and see the benefits from it than people who say they're going to do it later in the day. People who say they're going to do it in the afternoon or on a lunch break or in the evening, because those people most often don't stick with it. It just becomes too hard later on in the day if it's not already a habit. And so another, again, benefit of the morning routine is you do these things that you know are good for you before anything else, before you start checking your email, before you start getting into your work or talking with other people. It's just much easier to get those out of the way at the start of the day. The final reason to cultivate a morning routine is that it helps you become the driver of your life. You become the one in charge rather than a passenger, rather than reacting to life, you know, waking up, turning on your phone, checking your email and being reactive and just saying, okay, what fires do I have to put out? Who's pulling my attention? You get to intentionally decide how you want to live your life. You know, you're putting your foot down saying, these are the things that are important to me. And as we're going to talk about, one of the things I'll mention later is planning your day and saying, here's what I want to do today. Here's what I want to accomplish. So I could go on and on. You know, there's a bunch more reasons why morning routines are important, why they're helpful in this journey of recovery, whether you're recovering from porn addiction, junk food, dating apps, gambling, whatever it is that you're dealing with, even if it's not an addiction, just getting your life on the right track. Having a powerful morning routine is so, so important. And as I'm going to talk about in this episode, there are many ways to cut the cake. There are many different ways to design a morning routine that works for you. It can be as little as like 2 or 3 minutes, all the way up to 60 minutes or more. And so in this episode, I'm going to talk about what are some of the options that you have, some different ingredients you might want to put into your morning routine, and how long they should take, how to actually go about doing it, and give you some examples as well. So if something's not clear to you, you'll have some examples in this episode. Another note on this, so I'm going to be going through the book, The Miracle Morning, or going through at least his outline, his method of The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And it's just a great primer on morning routines. It's something that I read and implemented a lot of it. I don't stick with it 100% in terms of doing all the things that he lists out in there. And I'll talk about a little bit later what I specifically do for my morning routine. But the framework that Hal Elrod offers in that book is a great one. And he goes through what he calls the life savers. So the acronym SAVERS is the thing we're going to be covering here. S-A-V-E-R-S. Each one of those letters stands for a different component of the morning routine. Okay. So just very briefly, I'll go over all of them and then we'll go into each one in a little bit more detail. The S stands for silence. A stands for affirmations. V stands for visualizations. E stands for exercise. R stands for reading. And S stands for scribing or journaling or writing. So let's go through these one by one. The first one, S for silence. And this is really about meditation with making time for solitude. You know, this can be as simple as sitting comfortably and following your breath for a few minutes. It could be doing a more involved meditation if you're a meditation practitioner, but it can also just be sitting with no agenda and nothing to do. You know, just sitting and making time for stillness, for silence, for being with yourself, you know, cultivating some awareness of the present moment. This is something that I cover in depth in my online course, Mindfulness Made Easy, and also in my Unhooked course, but there are many different ways to get into meditation and get into stillness and silence. So again, some resources, check out my own course, Unhooked and Mindfulness Made Easy. There's also many online timers and apps that you can get into. So that's the first component that you could do. And again, it could be as little as 30 seconds. It could be a 2 minute meditation. You could do 5 minutes. You could do 10 minutes. You could do 20 minutes, whatever suits your schedule and however much you want to push yourself. The second component of the life savers is A, that stands for affirmations. I personally almost always was quite allergic to affirmations. You know, they always felt a bit cheesy or sentimental, something like The Secret. But in the end, this step is really about creating a list of phrases that reminds you of your highest potential, or that reminds you of wisdom and teachings that you don't want to forget. So there are many great examples. You can look up different affirmations on the internet. There's some in the Miracle Morning book. But I really encourage you to find examples that resonate with you. Find words or phrases that resonate with you. So I'm going to give you just a sample of part of an affirmation that I've used in the past. So this is one that I used, and I kind of adapted it from something I saw from Hal Elrod. So it goes like this. Purpose. My life's purpose is to add value to the lives of others, which starts with understanding myself deeply, cultivating wisdom and compassion, and never settling less for less than I can be. I know that I have been supported in unimaginable ways throughout my life, and I commit to pay it forward and to learn through experience how to help others become their greatest and most fulfilled selves. So that's an example of an affirmation. It's something that I remind myself of that is important to me. I remind myself of what I find meaningful, what my values are, and what I'm committed to. So that's an example of an affirmation. The third step, V, is for visualizations. This step is about spending some time visualizing yourself in what a good future looks like to you. You know, it could be visualizing yourself being successful at your goals, achieving success in your life. You could also visualize what you need to do that day and imagine that going well. You can also spend some time envisioning your dream life, you know, where you're living, who you're living with, what is it like, and how do you feel in that future. One of the ways that I've done this is to create a vision board. So this is just a collection of photos that can inspire you in what your dream life might look like or what success might look like. So you can make one of these and simply put it on a slideshow, you know, just maybe get 10 or 20 photos and just put it on a slideshow and watch it for 1 or 2 minutes each morning. Just to, again, tap into what does that vision of a good life look like for you. The next letter in the savers is E for exercise. And the key ingredient for this step is to move your body. This can be stretching or jogging, powerlifting, dancing. As long as you're moving your body, then it's good in my book. So a very easy way to get into this is in the morning to do 10 squats and 10 push-ups. You know, just a few bodyweight squats and a few push-ups already is getting some of the benefits of this exercise. You can do anything beyond that, you know, that suits your schedule. So again, it can be a full-on gym workout, full-on exercise. It can be going for a run, hitting the gym, playing a sport, doing 10 minutes of yoga. Anything that moves your body, gets your heart pumping a little bit, is helpful. The next in the list is R, and this stands for reading. And this is about feeding your brain, you know, like feeding yourself nutrition. You know, nutrition is not just the food you're eating, it's also what you're feeding your mind and your soul. So finding books that inspire you or cause you to think, and then finding, you know, a certain amount of time or a certain number of pages to read. So you could do something as simple as saying, I need to read at least one page in this book each morning. And if you feel like reading longer, you can. It can also be 5 minutes, can be whatever suits you. So this can be 1 minute, can be 10 minutes. It's up to you. Some of my personal favorite personal development books, Deep Work by Cal Newport, The Joy of Living by Yonggi Mingyur Rinpoche, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson, Happiness by Matthieu Ricard, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo, and Wherever You Go, There You Are by Jon Kabat-Zinn. So those are a few ideas of books to read, but again, anything that inspires you, that makes you feel uplifted. It'd also be learning, you know, learning about how to invest, how to create a business, how to make yourself into a better person. Finally, S, the last letter in the acronym, is for scribing. And this is just a fancy way of saying journaling or writing. And one of the most common traits of successful people, outside of having some sort of meditation practice or reflection practice, is journaling. And so for this, you can do whatever form of journaling you like. For example, a free flow journaling practice. This is, you know, just writing. Doesn't matter what it is. You just sit down and let your thoughts flow onto the page. You can also plan your day. I'm a big fan of this one as well, where you write down what are the things you want to accomplish that day or do that day. You could do some gratitude journaling, reflecting on what you're grateful for, what are you appreciative of in your life. Or you can look online and just find different prompts that you want to reflect on. There's so many resources out there. You really have no excuse for not finding prompts because you can just Google it and you'll find it. So those are the different components of the Life Savers. Savers is the acronym. From The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. A few tips on this, pick and choose what makes most sense for you. You know, if all six of these is too many, come up with maybe two or three that feel like they're really resonating with you, like you really could appreciate these in your life. You know, for me, exercise, meditation, and journaling, you know, those three are kind of the ones that I really connect with and I think are so important. At the very least, meditation, maybe some push-ups. but finding what works for you. And again, you can simplify this so it's as little as 5 minutes, or it can be longer than that. If you have 20 minutes, you can make it 20. So for example, a 5 minute morning routine could be as simple as you wake up, 10 squats and 10 pushups. That could take 2 minutes. Let's say you do 2 minutes of meditation and then 1 minute where you're just planning out the day and saying, what do I want to do today? That's 5 minutes right there. Very easy. You can expand that to make it, you know, fit yourself. I would also say to pick something that you feel you can be consistent with at least 95% of the time. Of course, there might be days you skip or miss. Aim for 100%, but be happy with 95%. You know, aim for something that you feel like you can get 95% of the time. For myself these days, the most important thing on my morning routine is meditation. And this, you know, in part, I just came out of my retreat again, and it just reminded me of how important meditation and particularly mindfulness really is for recovery. It's this, you're cultivating the quality of equanimity, which is the non-reactive part of the mind that doesn't grasp after what's pleasant or run away from what's unpleasant. It has that strength, that resilience to be with what is without running away from it or grasping after it. And that really is so much of what recovery is about. So that is it for today about morning routines. You know, morning routines are so, so powerful. So I really hope that you take this episode and you use it to inspire you to commit to a morning routine for yourself as we're heading closer and closer to the start of 2024. You know, there's no better time than January 1st to start a new habit and be consistent with it. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. We'll have one more episode before 2024. So Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I hope you all enjoy your holiday time with your families and with yourself. And with that, I will catch you on the next episode.